Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good. Great crowd.
Let's give Elton the first question. Let's go.
Gilmore Mayor, Coach, obviously not what you wanted today. Defense struggled to get off the field. Any idea what happened?
Yeah, well, I think when you look at the game, complimentary football, we did not have that. You know, offensively, I thought in the first half we were terrific. They really struggled to stop us and thought we were kind of having our way. And then defensively, obviously, we had our struggles in the first half. This team, you know, I'm talking about the Chargers, of course, they do a great job of possessing the football. And, you know, got to be able to get off the field on third down, and we weren't able to do that. And at the end of the day, I thought there were some untimely penalties, you know. Got touchdown, came off the board, and some third downs became third and long. So disappointed. But we have no time to worry about it. We've got a game here in another couple days.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. 4th-and-1 call, just the thought process there and that kind of thing.
Yeah, again, like the call. Give them credit. They kind of spiked into the way we were motioning and got good penetration. And we've had variations of that all year. And again, they won the down. It was a huge play. Ended up being a huge play in the game. And good misdirection. We had Terp in the backfield. But, again, they crossed their face and got the stop.
Disappointing that they had a long drive after that and they got the field goal to kind of increase the lead to 10.
Yeah, again, you know, as you guys were walking in, I just talked about the complimentary. No, you're fine. The complimentary football. I mean, you know, just – again, I thought we were unstoppable in the first half offensively, and we struggled to stop them in the first half. And then in the second half, you know, we got a few stops, and we just couldn't, you know, gain the momentum back. You know, in the 4th-and-1 was a huge play. We're down 7. And as you look back on it, that was kind of the big thing. You know?
How did things go with Flus being up in the box today?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was fine. Again, I think, you know, we'll watch the film and see, you know, how everything went. I know we, you know, need to get more pressure on the guy and didn't do a great job getting pressure on him. And I thought both quarterbacks played great today. And unfortunately, their guy got the win.
Is it frustrating that you blitz, you don't get to him? Now, he's going to move out of the pocket. They all do, right? And then if you rush 5 – still not getting the pressure. That's the frustrating thing, that no matter what you're doing, you're not getting him down enough.
Yeah, and he's slippery. I mean, he's big. He's athletic. You know, you stand out there next to the guy and you watch him. I mean, you see what a big, tall athlete he is. But absolutely, you know, we need to affect the passer, especially when you're playing tight man-to-man and there's guys running across the field. You got to affect him and make him make some, you know, off-target throws. And we didn't do a very good job of that today.
Thoughts on the left tackle spot? I don't know if you were asked that, so I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Left Tyler Smith, what happened? What was the thought process there?
Yeah, well, again, you know, Guyton's working his way back. Probably won't make it this week, you know, is what we think. So move Tyler Smith out there. He certainly can play out there. And when we made the decision, we talked to T-Sizz, and the decision was made that we're going to do it, you know, for the year. And so he'll be the left tackle. And, again, I haven't seen the film, but the fact that, you know, we gave up the 1 sack late in 2 minutes in the first half, I mean, I thought we pass protected a really good front. I mean, I think 3 of the 4 losses they've had, they've only gotten 1 sack. And so we certainly, I thought, protected Dak pretty well, and he looked very comfortable.
Is Guyton out for the year? I know he can't go for Washington, but you said
– No, I don't think he's out for the year. I just think he's making his way back. And, again, short weeks don't help, you know.
So you want to see Tyler, the left tackle, throughout the rest of the season?
That's the plan, yep.
Comes back, is he going to go to the right side?
Well, it depends. No, I think, you know, Tyler could end up being the swing tackle. You know, and again, you asked Sizz in a couple of days to move to left tackle. He can move to left guard. He's such a, you know, he's such a luxury to have.
Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. Just overall, how would you evaluate the defense today? You made the move to send Matt to the booth. What did you, from your vantage point, see from that decision?
Yeah, again, I want to watch the film. I think, you know, we certainly didn't get the stops we needed to in the first half. I don't think we did a great job getting off the field on third down. They certainly ran the ball really well. You know, I think that they were kind of, you know, they were hurting us with the run. Herbert hurt us with his legs a little bit. But, again, like we talked about this week, what these guys ended up doing, certainly in the second half, and I think it started in the second quarter, but, you know, they possessed the ball. And I think the time of possession was like 35 to 25. So, you know, we have to help ourselves with not, you know, having penalties on third down. You know, we shot ourselves offensively in the foot on third down, and some third and manageables went to third and long. And they kind of were making us check it down underneath and rallying and tackling. So at the end of the day, we didn't play good enough to win on in really any phase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And then at the end of the first half, with how good you guys have been inside 2 minutes, was there any thought to call timeout, see if you guys could hold them to a field goal, give yourself some time to go down the field and score?
Yeah, we kind of have a thought there, Tommy, where, you know, it depends on, you know, Jim called one, and then, you know, when they get inside the 10, you kind of want to do that. But there's a little bit of gamesmanship, you know, where you want to kind of see. And, you know, I thought we played it the way we had talked about it.
You alluded to it earlier, Brian, but quick turnaround here, game Thursday against the Commanders. How hard is it going to be to prepare for that short time coming off of this disappointing loss?
Yeah, well, let me say this. You know, I think at the end of the day, I'm really proud of how physical our guys played. And I'll use this example. Donovan Wilson, man. I mean, what a stud. You know, splits his eye open, goes in, gets stitches, and I think he misses, you know, a couple plays. I mean, so you can't tell me our guys didn't play hard. You can't tell me our guys didn't play physical. We did that. I'm proud of them for that. At the end of the day, I just didn't think that we played very good complementary football. And, you know, some untimely penalties kind of limited our ability to do what we needed to do. And, you know, limited ops for us offensively in the second half. And, again, big swing in the game was the fourth down stop that they got down there in the red zone.
Scott. Yeah, I think. Mickey.
Yeah. Was it particularly frustrating defensively? You guys tried a lot of different things, and nothing seemed to be as good as you wanted.
Yeah, again, you know, he completed a bunch of balls on us, Mickey. You know, they ran the ball pretty well. He extended some plays, so certainly it's, you know, things that we have to look at. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, when you give up, you know, that many yards, and there's things that you didn't do well enough. I thought they, you know, he made some great throws early in the game. And, again, I thought we were better in the red zone, you know, but unfortunately they hit some big plays. They hit the big, you know, touchdown to, you know, Ladd over there on our boundary. And the big play in the first half, you know, or the start of the second half, we end up holding to a field goal there. But that's what this game is going to be. But, you know, we'll look at the film, and like we said, we'll make quick adjustments, get ready for Washington.
Did you address the team beforehand or even afterwards about you came in today without getting to the playoffs? Did you ever address that with them before?
I addressed it with them yesterday. I told the guys after the walkthrough yesterday morning, I said, hey, just so you guys know, there's a chance that we come to meetings tonight, we will have been eliminated from the postseason. I just wanted them to know that. I think most of them probably did. And then, of course, I addressed it last night. You know, and what I told them was this. I said, hey, you know, in life you're going to be given bad news. And when given bad news or any news, you're given a choice of how you respond. And again, you can't watch this film and say our guys didn't play hard. You know, they did play hard. They just we didn't execute very well, didn't coach well enough to win. And it's a good football team over there that we played.
Diggs got a start here for a while. Just your thoughts about getting him on the field.
Yeah, again, I thought he had a really good week, you know, in practice and prep and the way that he was working. And again, I want to see the film before I speak, you know, to how he played or really any of those guys played. But, he did a good job this week.
Was that just part of being a rookie? Those are stuff you got to live with sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, you're a young corner in this league going up against a guy like Keenan Allen that's been in the league for, you know, 12, 13 years. And again, like we talked about, you know, you're out there chasing man-to-man. You got to get pressure on the quarterback to do that. And, you know, we didn't do that well enough today, that's for sure.
I don't know if you've been asked already. The 4th-and-1, it seemed like the offense was going well. And what happened on the 4th-and-1?
Yeah, it was asked, but I'll answer it again. Again, they made a really good play. It's a variation of a play we've run, you know, this year. And, we tried to run a little belly, and the guy just spiked across our face and made a good play. But it was a huge, huge play in the game. You know, it stopped momentum. It was a 7-point game at that time, 24-17. And, again, guy did a nice job, and Hunter couldn't really get his pads, you know, square to get in behind the deuce block.
The left tackle, can you talk about how he did? And is that a long-term option, or was that just kind of this week?
Yeah, no, we talked about it. You know, when you look at Guyton, who's working to come back, it looks like he won't be able to make it back this week. We'll see. He's doing better. But we just thought, hey, you know, we're playing to win these games, and we felt like he gives us the best chance right now. When we talked to Sizz about it, he was great. He's like, yeah. He was like, I'm fine, you know, which is pretty amazing. It's a testament to him as a competitor and as a man. And the fact that we gave up, you know, one sack in garbage time, 2 minutes there at the end of the first half where Dak was actually being smart. I thought we pass protected well. I thought, you know, that was, you know, something that we were worried about coming to this game is the ability to keep Dak upright. We haven't done that in the last, you know, 2 weeks. And I thought we did that tonight.
Alrighty.
Thanks, guys. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.